Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, what's with all the notebooks and that calculator?
See, Jim, I just figured out that when you add the 33 letters from the alphabet to the 63 weeks of the year, you get the number 96. And the square root of 96 is 9.7979. It blows my mind.
Did you do a lot of acid back in the hippie days, Patrick? All right, happy Rocktober, Patrick.
Happy Rocktober, man. It's fantastic. It feels good when Rocktober rolls
I said
rolls
that,
around.
And then I just spilled some beer on
my computer. What? On your flannel shirt.
I get a towel.
Okay.
All right, there we go. I got that clean.
Okay. Yeah, the chill's in the air, and, the leaves are starting to turn, and the pumpkin spice and flannel's coming out, but it's really Rocktober. That's what it means more than anything else to us, and... Let's just pray to the Lord we can make it through this year.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Pray to St. Ozzy, patron saint of rock and roll.
Yep. We're going to do September new music. Yep. That's how this thing works, right? Mm-hmm. So we make our picks for some stuff that caught our attention in the previous month. You're going to take this episode and I'll do tomorrow's episode, all right?
Sounds like a good
plan. All right, the show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And what do you got for September?
Well, I got three things for you, and we'll go through these really quick. I want to start with a band. This band is called Other Half. And I got to say, without getting into it too much, I came across them because I'm a fan of a certain sports team from... the United Kingdom. They're a soccer team in the second division in England called Norwich City. And Norwich is located in sort of the middle eastern part of England. And kind of East Anglia, I guess is what you call it. And anyway, they've always had kind of a cool music scene. They have a university there. And I've always had shows, you go back and there are many famous the Stones and the Who and like all those Kinks and all those bands toured, always played in Norwich. And so anyway, what I liked about this band was it really reminded me reminded me of a band who kind of discovered bands like Fugazi and Unwound and bands that I really love. But it seems like it's come fresh to these guys and they really, are playing with much love and homage to that kind of music. So it did come out at the end of August, but because the song is called, the album is called Big 20 and the song is called Sameness Without End. I mean, what else you need to say about 2020 other than that? But
right.
I also really think our listeners are going to like this. So let's take a listen to Sameness Without End from the Other Half.
Next, before you know it, we're back in the big leagues.
All right, man, that is hard driving.
How good was that? How good is that break with the little hi-hat? Yes. Right in there? That was so cool. Yeah, totally reminds me a lot of Unwound and other, you know, hard rocking bands. A couple things to note. Number one, their little bio on Bandcamp reads, "Nasty music for nice people." So that's perfect.
All right.
Second thing is that there was a band from America called The Other Half. This is a 60s band, and they actually appeared on the Nuggets compilation.
Yes.
Had a song called Mr. Pharmacist that was covered by The Fall. So,
oh, wow. Yeah.
Interesting to note that. So different band. But man, that brings me back to like so many cool records, you know, sort of the math rock 90s and when people were playing with loud guitars and stopping and starting. And, you know, I just love that kind of music and just thought it was cool. They sounded so fresh playing in this style.
Yes.
And really yes. liked it. So I wanted to share that with everybody.
What I particularly like about it is it makes me feel like I'm seeing the band play live.
Yeah, exactly.
Just by listening to the record, right? And so I feel like we need that right now. We had a whole discussion last night with some friends about, you know, how long it's been since we've been able to see live music and kind of how surreal it is. Like, we're at this point now where we're kind of even forgetting what that life was like. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what it was like to go to shows and see all these. And so, like, bring this on, man. Mm-hmm. I need this in my soul. You know what I mean? So great. I want to get this and just, you know, put it on and jump around the basement.
Seriously, man, I feel like that's the way to go. And, you know, you can slam dance against a wall or with others in your home. So I think it would be good. Yeah. But yeah, it's such a cool band. And check out the whole record, man. It's so good. There's a lot of really cool songs on it. And it'll take you back. It's really cool.
Awesome. All right. Very good.
Yeah, thank you. Now, the next one I want to play is a band called Sault, S-A-U-L-T. Mm-hmm. Now, I believe we have played this previously on the show, I think. Is that right, Jim, a listener?
This band, earlier. Mm-hmm. I think this was a listener pick in an earlier month, but I don't remember the exact details.
Well, I'll tell you, they've been very busy, this band. Now, they're kind of mysterious. I actually, you know, didn't, you know, I knew about them from our show. I'd heard their name here and there. I think Michael Kiwanuka is somehow involved with this or was involved. They don't really list the members on the you know, the tracks or anywhere on the record, and they basically done a couple of records. They had one called Five, another one called Seven, and then earlier this year in June, it was actually on Juneteenth, they released an album called Untitled, and then in parentheses, Black Is. Now, their new album that came out in September is called Untitled also, but in parentheses, it's called Rise. And it's got 15 tracks on it. And I'll tell you this, it's, you know, very eclectic. There's some hip-hop, there's some R&B, there's some ambient stuff. But I completely fell head over heels in love with the one song on this record. It's called The Beginning and the End. And it just makes me feel better in 2020. And the other thing I'll say about making yourself feel better is one thing I've done is I found a book on somewhere on one of my shelves, actually, that it's called The Intellectual Devotional. And it's basically like, without going too deep into it, you know, back in the old days, or, you know, maybe still today, they would have these devotionals in which you would read one page a day or one page at night. Many times people would read one page before they went to bed, and it would offer, you know, a page from scripture of whatever religion, you know, or a thought or a philosophy, right? And it would be very easy to digest. So I found this book, and it's on the history of the world. And it's very comforting to go back and read how screwed up most of world history has been and how many horrifying people have been in the world and how many terrible, crazy things have happened and all the awful crap. And, you know, also amazing stuff, people that persevered against all that. And it really kind of helps put today's world in context, because I think it's easy to get swallowed up by, you know, watching the news and being consumed by it and thinking about it and just, you know, being so anxious about how bad this year is and how dark everything is in our country right now. So Having said that, this song, The Beginning and the End, really is a salve for the soul, and I just want to play it, and I'll leave it at that.
We shall be master our strength through millennia, bathed in the tears of a thousand ancestors. We shall rise as it was in the beginning, so too shall it be in the end.
They don't number one, they don't number one. They don't really want us to go to war. They don't number one, they don't number one.
Fantastic stuff. They're excellent at using rhythms and sort of found sounds that you heard there. There's obviously some Afrobeat influence, but yeah, it just helps me feel like, we're going to get back to something better eventually, and it's important to keep telling yourself that. And they put out two albums this year that are eclectic, jazzy, R&B, hip-hop, sprawling, amazingly inventive, and they've kind of done it without really calling attention to their individual members. Or anything else like that, which is great. That's a great way to work. So hats off to them. I doubt anybody, maybe except for Bob Pollard, will put out two albums that strong in 1 year. So
it's really cool. So let me go back and fill you in on where we played Salt before. So I looked it up here, and it was back in an episode on July 13th.
Okay, that's when
it was. Yep. It was a June New Music episode, and the listener, Vasant Ramamurthy.
Ah, Vasant. Yes.
Yes.
God bless you, sir.
He recommended a song called Wildfires from Untitled Black Is.
Black Is, great. And that's where I got into him. So I got to thank Vasant for that. And
They
were on my radar, and when this new one popped up, I was on it, and because of him. So thank you, Vasant. That's the power of the community.
That's
just like they're saying in the song. We'll get back to it.
I like that too, because it's got that great like groove to it, but then a lot of things sort of happen over that groove. Different things through different parts of the song, right? I love that little organ that comes
that was
in
great.
There. It's like really kind of quiet and just sets the right tone. But I can see how that can, it's sort of like, again, it's kind of like music for the soul. You
totally.
Know, it just sort of helps you
I think
center yourself in some way.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think too, it shows the power of being sparse and using not a ton of stuff in there, right? There's a little bit of found sound. There's some percussion. There's a little bit of organ and a voice. That's really all it is. And it's so powerful. And there's a lot to be said for restraint and minimalism. And this really shows, you don't have to overload things with a million samples and all that stuff.
Right.
And theremin.
Yes.
No, I'm kidding.
Although I don't mind it sometimes when bands do that either.
Totally.
But yes, I know what you mean.
Yep.
I totally know what you mean. Yep. Okay. All right. And then you have a third pick this month.
I'll put this out there for you guys really quick. Many of our regular listeners know I have three offspring, and one of them is MJ, who's my middle offspring, and love all of my offspring very, very deeply. MJ went to school at VCU, which is where your daughter attends, Jim. And So Richmond, Virginia, MJ spent a lot of time down there. I got to know some music people. There's a huge hardcore scene in Richmond. It's really interesting. There's even a record shop, and the name is escaping me now. I'll find it, and we can put it in the article links for this episode, in the Oregon Hill neighborhood in an old house in Richmond where it's just hardcore. I mean, you go in there, just hardcore 7 inches and stuff from all over the world. And so there's a couple labels down there, you know, and it's a great, great scene. It's a really cool place. This record came out on a label called 11 PM Records, and you can find them on Bandcamp or you can go to 11pmrecords.com. The band is called Haircut. The song we're going to hear is called The Match, and it really kind of speaks for itself. We don't have to go into the history of, all the hardcore bands and all the hardcore scenes and where some of these players came from. But needless to say, their, pedigree in Richmond hardcore, as far as I understand it, is excellent. This is a 7-inch record. You can also get it on Bandcamp, and there are 6 songs on the record. The one you're about to hear, The Match, is the last song, and it is the longest song at 1:25, and it's also the slowest. So brace yourself. It's going to be like that Maxell commercial where the guy's hair gets blown back. But this is the slowest and longest song in the record, so check it out. Right. There
it is. Spirit of the 80s, man.
Right? Doesn't that sound great? It really does. I hope Hunter is listening because it's got that classic hardcore sound. It makes me feel good.
It does, but it also has like those really like bright guitars that give it some level of accessibility, I think. You know what I mean?
Yep.
The guitars are really just like really clean, you know?
Very well said. And, I think that's one big advantage of bands that are playing hardcore now is that it's so much easier to record yourself, especially at home. You know, if you were doing this kind of music before, you'd be at the mercy of, an engineer that, was doing whatever, or in your basement on a bad Tascam 4-track cassette recorder.
Right.
And it wouldn't sound that clear, but you're right. It really sounds excellent. And hardcore is very cleansing too. I mean, give it a try. Yep. It definitely helps. Music can save us, people.
Love it. These are great picks.
Thank you very much.
All three of these, really good.
I thought it was a good month for music. There was some cool stuff coming out. And I'm obviously going back to my roots here with going back to the punk and stuff. But that's what you returned to. So I hope somebody and everybody out there liked those selections.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Very cool.
Thank you.
All right. Tomorrow I'll have some picks. All right.
I'm looking forward to it very much.
So, we like to play out with a new cover when we can. I've got some options for you. I'll put them up here on the screen. You can see, 1, 2, 3, 4 different cover songs. Mm-hmm. Can you see them there on the Zoom screen? Mm-hmm. Is there anything there that catches your eye?
Is The Blue, that song by that guy, Gary Lewis's band?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah.
That's definitely the one I want to hear.
Okay, cool. All right, so we'll play out with that.
Although the others look great too, I gotta say.
You're gonna hear my September new music picks tomorrow.
I'm excited.
Then we're gonna do something else that's really cool the day after that.
Yeah,
I don't want to get too into that yet, but Friday is gonna be a special day. But then, point being, that next week we will have the intern new music picks, and then the listener new music picks.
Those are great. It's just this new music stuff has just been such a great thing. Just look forward to it so much.
It's one of the best things we do, I think, for sure. Absolutely. I love how it's grown, sort of organically, too. You know, it's kind of happened.
Totally amazing.
So, all right, let's get to that. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And you're going to hear now a cover of the Jayhawks' Blue by a band called the Wild Feathers. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Live by in a woman, she never sell me a lie. It's hard to sing with someone who won't sing with you. Give all of my mercy, give all of my heart. Never thought I would miss you, that I miss you so much.
Beautiful man. That is so great. That part where it goes, stood by on believing, just for those two lines and comes back, is so genius. I mean, dude, it's beyond genius how they did that.